USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social media giant Twitter says it's permanently suspending President Trump's account, citing the risk of further incitement of violence in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his followers. Google also banning Parler from their social media app store. Turning Point USA President Charlie Kirk reacting to the news.
Twitter has been kind of building up to this moment for a couple months now. In kind of a ironic turn of events, Twitter shouldn't be banning President Trump. They should be getting him a dividend of the stock. I mean, when Twitter was 4 or 5 years ago, Twitter was $18 a share. It closed at over $50 a share, large in part because President Trump made the platform relevant again.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber is ready to move forward with impeachment if President Trump doesn't resign. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Boston Bomber is suing the feds.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of three showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball is remembering late Los Angeles Dodgers legend Tommy Lasorda. In a statement, Rob Manfred praising Lasorda as one of the finest managers baseball has ever known, saying his passion, success, and charisma helped to grow the sport to a new level. He also says Lasorda welcomed Dodger players from around the world, which made baseball a stronger, more diverse, and better game. Tommy Lasorda dead at the age of 93. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a lot of businesses hard, but arguably no one harder than owners of small businesses. Robert Hershevek of Shark Tank fame shares three things that business owners need to do during the pandemic.
Cash, customers, employees. The first one is you got to make sure you have enough cash to survive. I know the stimulus bill is coming. I know there's more protection for small businesses, but you can't depend on anyone except yourself. I mean, you've got to make sure you have enough cash in order to be able to survive. The second one is there may not be any new customers for a while. You know, people aren't going out as much. They're certainly shopping online. If you have an online presence, that's great. But mind your existing customers. A lot of our businesses that are doing well are going back to their existing customers. And then really the last one is employees. You're going to get through this. If you've survived up until now, you're probably going to make your way through this, and you're going to need your team to be motivated, to be happy, to be successful.
Hershevek making those comments on Fox News. The College Bowl season continues on Wednesday, highlighted by Florida taking on Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.